This morning's Old Testament lesson is from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. This is the word of the Lord. The New Testament lesson this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
I just want to start out by thanking, I can take this off, I think, up here, thanking the pastoral team and the leadership team, the lay leadership here at the church. I mean, you guys are doing incredible work in unprecedented times. And I'm here in the community, but I'm not obviously in the same seat as I was. But I admire and appreciate, and I know the church does as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you're doing. Music, technology, bright lights. Oh, you didn't tell me about these bright lights. Whoa, this really excellent job, everybody. Thank you, Rich, absolutely. And it's really special again to be here with you. It feels like, I know it's 15 months, but it feels like 15 years, doesn't it? I mean, every month just feels as if it's been an entire year. I know it's not the case, but there's great hope, and we're gonna get into that a little bit together. I just wanna start out with two truths that I know from the very core of my being, and the first is that we continue to be in God's good hands. That is still the case. The other truth, and we know this well, we know all this well, the other truth is that God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. That, let's remind ourselves of that. We can't say it enough. We are people that need reminding. Oh, listen, it's been busy for me too, right? So I know it's busy here, and it's been wonderful how creative ministry is happening. One of the things the pandemic is definitely doing, it is bringing out a creative side of all of us. And we're finding creative ways to stay connected. And so that's a positive and a good. For me at the hospital, it's been busy, you know, caring for those who are coming and going and needing healing and help. And we're doing the best that we can, and it's actually going quite well. And I gotta say that we're in a pretty good place as far as all of it's concerned. And they found very, very wonderful creative ways to keep it all safe. And I just admire them and all of all those who are in healthcare. And I join on the edges of them in support of that. Really beautiful. They're working through fatigue. They're working through fatigue as we all are. And there's a compassion fatigue as this continues, even though we do see the light at the end of the tunnel. And a lot of times I go through the hallways in my role of just trying to support and lift things up, keep a positivity that you know, again, a reminder that, again, God is good. And that goodness is what we want to claim together and just enter into that together more regularly, perhaps, than sometimes we do. I have positive infusions, is what I call them, and that staff encouragement continues. And you know what? It's neat to do these new celebrations also. So this past week, it was Nurses Week, and the first year I was there during this time, all of this was kind of subdued, even though they were celebrating everyone. Nurses Week didn't happen the same way. So in this particular time, this year, they were able to, you know, have all the festivities and celebrations. And one of the things I didn't know that I was going to get a chance to partake in was to create a song for all the nurses. And so I look over here because my friend Meg is over here, and she, I think, has seen it. But I don't know, did it come through on the it did? Oh my goodness gracious, Lois, thank you. So I want to give you guys a little glimpse of this laughing thing. Christy's already laughing here too. This is Randy Parks and Don Gephardt as chaplains at Newton and Hackettstown. And we're singing a song to the nurses for all the love that they provide. Take a look.
Woof! Am I late? Oh, I hope not. Hey guys, welcome to Nurses Week. It's Don Gephardt, chaplain at Hackettstown, and Randy Parks, chaplain at Newton, and we are here to thank you for being a blessing. Your hands and your work is an incredible gift to our communities. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. It's such a good and wonderful thing to be a part of this healing work. And in gratitude of all that you do, wrote a little song. Well, I didn't write it. Randy wrote it, but I'm here to be a backup with him. And so we're going to cue that up here and invite you to listen in to this wonderful tune, Katy Perry's Fireworks.
Let's do it, Don.
Let's do it. Countdown.
It gets better. Or worse.
Three, two, three, four, two, three, four, one. Have you ever held a plastic puking bag, charting all the days for patients come what may? Do you ever feel that doctors come in first, administration next, but what about the nurse? Do you ever clean things that should not be seen, then have your patient scream, but Aiden says that you must beam? Do you know that there's still a chance to leave, you still choose to believe? Nurses gotta shine bright at night. You are compassion and light. Your vocation.
by a thread and simply need some space. Every day's like that, you keep coming back. And when somebody's blue, they see your smiling face. Then comes a code lockdown. All the doors are closed, but nurses toe the line. They stand up tall and lift the load. In dark hurricanes and in blinding snow, at all the hardest times, to work a nurse will go. Your dreams are in sight. With passion and light, you'll be soaring in flight. You'll reach into new heights. Nurses, you do awesome work. Can put a price on what you're worth. Your North Star, no, no, no. Your North Star's name is Flo, Flo, Flo. Nurses, we salute your work. Hope HR great with a great big perk. So stop and breathe in slow, slow, slow. Now get back to work, you go, go, go.
My favorite part.
Boom, boom, boom. They're yelling down the room, room, room.
Oh, yes, oh, boom, boom, boom.
They'll be falling down the stairs real soon.
You guys saw
that. Nurses, you do all. On my Captain Kirk, you care from head to toe, 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 but love to wheel them out the door, door, door.
Thanks, Nurse. You know what? I just need you guys to laugh a little bit and poke some fun, but I had no idea stepping into the role of chaplain I would actually have to use some singing. And it was a joy to do it, right? I mean, it's a joy. There's so much fatigue, and so lifting it up anywhere we can, helping each other, right? And that's the point. Allowing ourselves to be in that God goodness, in that space. And so here we kind of journey with the scriptures. And thank you, Jenny. You did a wonderful job sharing with the children, but sharing with us about this message that here's Jesus with the disciples back yet again after being crucified, raised up from the dead, and then still with them for these final 40 days. And yet, guess what? Another transition, another shift. And here he was going to be with the Father. And we learn this in this beginning of Acts. And so let me back up a little bit, because the early Acts journey here actually is interesting, because some say, and I believe the scholars would argue, that almost Luke is the first volume. And then you could say that the book of Acts is actually like volume 2. Because as it works out, we learn first and foremost how Jesus is there, and his life and his miracles and his teachings and all that he was and did do. And then in Acts, we learn about what Jesus was going to continue to do without Jesus being there the same way. Are we tracking? So it's really cool, because here we begin that very, very beginning where Jesus is setting the stage, has set the stage, and he's saying, I leave you, but I don't completely leave you. I leave you, but I offer the gift. Receive the Holy Spirit. Know that this Spirit will empower you, strengthen you, provide for you, give you direction in this new time that you're entering into without me being in the same way. Does that make sense? I think we can all relate to that, because we're in a time of transition, are we not? We're in a time of moving. We're in a time in which we're entering into a new normal in all kinds of ways. And so here, this body, this young body of Christ, is getting to know that they are still in God's good hands. We, as we get ready for this new normal, are still in God's good hands. And essentially, the church at that time gets a chance to go into motion, to put teachings into action. The early church together, moving, serving, worshiping, community, suffering, suffering, together, suffering, together. Well, does that sound familiar? If there's one thing during this pandemic that we've done together, it's that we've been suffering together. We're joined in that together. You see, all this that we shared in the early church as it moves, it shakes, it's involved, it's engaged, it's working. All this we're going to get a chance to get back to, just like, well, 2019. Doesn't that sound like it was forever ago? 2019. You know, in March 2020, though, we know, unexpectedly, there was a global experiment that nobody opted into. Not one of us raise our hands and say that we saw that coming. Oh my goodness. You know, some of us saw something in January start in the news, and it started to trickle and bubble up, and it, you know, grew, and you know, but we had no idea that we were going to be put on pause the way we were paused. Community and engagement was put on hold. The no singing part was tough for me, obviously. But, you know, no hugs, no community fellowship, no touching, and distant, distant, distant. I would come home and you know, shake my head at the dinner table and say, this pandemic, da, 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 da. And the kids would say, oh, stop saying that word. You know, stop already. But I was living it. And it may be perhaps a different way. I know some people stayed home. Some of us had to keep going the way that the best that we knew how. And we did just that. This pandemic time, you know, offered even in these different categories in which we found ourselves, right? So you might have heard of these. There was the hunk, the chunk, the drunk, and the monk. And I don't know which ones you guys are. I'm guessing you were the monks and the hunks, right? Well, I'm, you know, these things are true. You know, some folks would just get a chance to walk and count their steps, and, you know, that was therapeutic and good. Others just decided to eat and eat and eat. And I like to eat too, but I tried to balance it out with the steps a little bit. The drunks, some took to their own vices to cope with this time. And of course, some just got a chance to really center themselves in and almost retreat, almost as if the home became a bit of a monastery in some ways. And then we learn in different articles about, you know, what we're feeling, right? And so I think it was shared, even give Meg a kudos. I saw it from her Facebook post that there was a New York article, New York Times article by Adam Grant that has this word called languishing. And I was like, whoa, what? That's it. And I think a lot of us said that he's hitting it, because we feel like, well, we don't even know how we feel. We can't even put a definition on how we feel, but we feel this lingering that's in betweenness. There's not a whole lot on the calendar to get super raha about, you know? It's just this in-between time, hard to describe our emotions, somewhere between maybe a depression and flourishing. And so this Adam Grant called it languishing. And this feeling of a lack of focus and maybe even a lack of excitement as we continue to deal with fatigue and tiredness. We're all having to navigate these waters together. You know, in the beginning, I thought, oh my goodness, all this time at home, all this opportunity, I'm going to clean the house from A to Z. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get that done. And some of it did get done, and some of it I'm just having a hard time to rally myself to do. I'm in this with you. The good news continues to be that we, through it all, are in God's good hands. And the second part of this good news is that we have been downgraded. That's right, that we are now in a recovery phase. We're in this place that we were in the ICU, maybe stepped down to the PCU, and now they say, the experts say anyway, that we're in the general floor, the med-surg floor of the clinic, if you will. And we all, we all have gone through a terrible trauma. At some level, we're all healing. But there is light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. And we need to know that that same help that was there for that early church in the book of Acts is still the hope for us today. That Holy Spirit, that gift that came then, continues to come for us and empower and provide for us through this time of transition, even now. On Thursday, I was asked to be on a panel, and there were about 9 of us, and I didn't get a chance to meet the folks until that night. It was a Zoom, open Zoom call, I guess, for folks in the community, and it had to do with what's the new normal look like, and how can we best prepare? And so it was interesting, and folks were saying, of course, some of the things you probably know, that numbers are going way down, that this summer may have some degree of feeling normal, which is exciting. That I mentioned before, that we all have a trauma to heal from, and to give yourself space to grieve, not only grieve that, but also to mourn it. And so what does that mean? Mourning, when you cry and you actively grieve, you're mourning. And so giving yourself space to process all of it is part of the path forward. Some of the other lessons that we were speaking about, talking about how treating the pandemic more as if it was a stumbling block rather than a complete derailment. And some of the positives, right, that have come through. We talked about, I mentioned, creativity is huge. Time, having a work balance, perhaps, has been able to recalibrate in our lives. All kinds of room for maybe experiments that you haven't made space for. Time with family, spontaneous game nights, opportunities to be with God in ways that we haven't in a long time. Maybe going to that, back to that word, claiming that it was a time of being almost a monk, if you will, in the Spirit of God, with the Lord. Time for growth with the brain. Yes, they even say that the trauma can be helpful if there's recovery, if there's space to heal. In fact, it's not unlike going to the gym and lifting weights or working out and exercising. That with combined with the space of rest and recovery can actually improve our strength. Same goes with the brain, that it can be rewired and healed and actually stronger, they're saying these days, than before. It can, if there's appropriate rest and recovery. The list goes on and on and on as far as how we look at it, but we need to be reminded, and I'm going to hit it home again, that we continue to be in a space and God holds us in His hands. The Serenity Prayer. I don't know if you guys have prayed this lately, but I think it's a great time to add this to our daily devotions. That, O God and Heavenly Father, grant us a serenity of mind to accept that which we cannot change, courage to change which can be changed, and the wisdom to know the difference and to know that it all happens through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This early church disciples, they were probably awestruck. They were probably looking at each other saying, okay, so he came back. He was with us for 40 days. Oh my goodness. And now he's leaving again. Whoa. What are we to do? And in the scripture, the same the passage says that I will gift you with the Holy Spirit. I know there's going to be more to come on that next week as we celebrate Pentecost, but you need to hear it today because it was the answer then. It is the answer now. The Holy Spirit's gift gifted the church in the beginning, and it continues to gift the church today, even here in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Change was coming, ready or not. Christ was going up to the Father, ready or not. And the people were still, though, in God's good hands then and now. And so my message this morning is nothing earth-shattering. It's nothing new. It's a reminder of the very truth that is there for all of us, to remind us that we are continually in God's good hands. We have always been, and we will continue to be. And when we're in God's hands, everything will continue to be okay, no matter what. The song Waymaker, it's one of my favorites. It was right before we had a chance to start this new time that we find ourselves in this last 15 months. We were singing it as a praise band, and we just kind of stumbled on it, and then we haven't had a chance to sing it together. But I've listened to it, and every time it comes on the radio or I hear it somewhere, I pause, and I'm strengthened. We're going to hear it in just a little bit. Laura, thank you. And Basil, thank you for this gift. But the lyrics are this: miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. And then it continues, that is who you are. 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 And then it goes into, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. God continues to be God. This is the good news. And may you be reminded of that truth as you hear this song, as we gather together and witness of this God goodness together. You know, I wish I could tell you that we are done with change, but the world is full of it and will continue even after we find this new normal. But the really good news is that we have the strength of the Holy Spirit to help us through it each and every time. The power of the Holy Spirit for strength, for discernment, for direction, and for encouragement. This Wesley prayer I'd like to close with. Lois Spender has it on the bottom of her emails. You know it probably because we all get an email from Lois Spender. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. And may we tap into that Holy Spirit of God and do the good and hold each other as we all journey in God's good hands. Amen and amen.